Supersize jets flying more U.S. routes after pullback on virus. Aviation enthusiasts take note, look for bigger jets flying around North America over the next 2 months as the coronavirus forces carriers to redeploy some of their largest aircraft from suspended China routes. The U.S. carrier with the most service to China, United Airlines Holdings Incorporated, is moving 19 widebody aircraft to mainly domestic service through April 23, when discontinued flights are expected to resume. The mix of Boeing Company 777s and 787s will fly one daily round trip in most cases, such as San Francisco, Cancun, Denver, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas, Chicago, and then sit the rest of the day. United will also change service on some other routes, such as Denver, Omaha, from regional aircraft to larger single-aisle planes. A United 777-300er has 350 seats, including 204 in economy, compared with 166 seats on a 737-800, a model United flies on many domestic routes. American Airlines Group Incorporated has about a dozen Boeing 787s and 777S-300ers that are on hiatus from Asia service. The carrier said it will swap from a 777-200 to a larger 777-300er on some flights from its Dallas-Fort Worth hub and replace Airbus SEA-321s with 777-200s on other flights between its hubs and to Europe. Some of the larger planes also will fly to high-traffic cities such as Cancun. Maintenance break. United and American both said the jets may also undergo heavy maintenance or be used as spares. United may also take advantage of the lull to paint some of the planes. Delta Air Lines Incorporated said it's redeploying 9 aircraft to fly bigger jets on select transatlantic routes. The Atlanta-based carrier declined to comment on aircraft types or city pairs. It doesn't plan to resume service to China until May 1. Air Canada said Tuesday that it plans to redeploy its China service aircraft, which represents 6% of total capacity, to European routes. Executives at Canada's largest carrier don't expect significant pressure on fares to Europe because it's seeing greater demand there, and because the virus's impact on Asia is expected to be shorter term.